Hey everyone, Novalane here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Now, let's be honest, who hasn't felt that pang of guilt when checking their phone for the 10th time in 5 minutes? We live in this incredible digital age where information is at our fingertips, but sometimes it feels like our thumbs are doing the tap dancing while our brains are on autopilot. Finding balance in this digital world is a constant struggle, right? It's like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle, exhilarating, terrifying, and probably not recommended for everyday life. But hey, we're all in this together, and I'm here to help you navigate the wild world of screens and reclaim your time, your focus, and maybe even your sanity. So, let's dive into some key takeaways that can help us find that sweet spot, that balance where our phones enhance our lives instead of running them. First up, awareness is everything. Seriously, how much time are you actually spending on your phone? You know, those sneaky notifications, the endless scrolling through social media feeds, it all adds up. Track your screen time for a week, you might be surprised by the results. Ever felt like your brain is scrambled eggs after an hour of scrolling? It's not just you. Studies show that excessive screen time can negatively impact our focus, memory, and even sleep. Next, set boundaries. Think of it like setting up a VIP section for important things in your life. Designate specific times for checking emails or social media. Make those digital detox periods sacred, where you unplug completely and engage with the real world, have a conversation, take a walk, read a book. Remember, apps are designed to be addictive. They use clever algorithms and push notifications to keep us hooked. You're not weak for struggling with this, it's literally built into the design. So, be intentional about which apps you download and how much time you spend on them. Turn off those pesky notifications that constantly pull you back in. Prioritize real-life connections. Ever feel a little empty after spending hours scrolling through perfectly curated lives online? It's easy to get caught up in a highlight reel of others, but remember that true connection comes from face-to-face interactions. Put down your phone and have meaningful conversations with loved ones, friends, or even strangers. You might be surprised by the amazing connections you make. And finally, be kind to yourself. This whole journey is about finding balance, not perfection. There will be days when you slip up, when the urge to scroll just takes over. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, take a deep breath, and recommit to your goals. Remember, every small step towards digital well-being is a victory. Okay, let's paint a picture with words. Imagine this. It's a Friday night and you're invited to a friend's house for dinner. You could spend the evening glued to your phone, scrolling through endless social media feeds, or you could put it down, engage in lively conversation, laugh over shared stories, and actually enjoy the company of real people. Which sounds more fulfilling? This is where balance comes in, choosing quality time with loved ones over mindless scrolling, savoring a delicious meal instead of constantly checking notifications. It's about making conscious decisions that prioritize your well-being and enrich your life. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your screen time, set boundaries, recognize the addictive nature of apps, prioritize real-life connections, and be kind to yourself. These small changes can make a world of difference in finding balance and reclaiming your life from the clutches of your phone. You've got this. Now go out there and plug and live life to the fullest. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, leave a review, tag me on social media, or even send me a message about your own journey towards digital well-being. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep those phones in check and your lives vibrant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.